Esther saves her people. Haman was proud as he left the court that day. He had been invited to the king's banquet 2 days in a row. Suddenly, his joy turned to anger as he noticed Mordecai once again not bowing before him. He was with friends that evening and told them how this Jew had ruined his joy. They said, "Build a 75-foot gallows. Go to the king early in the morning and ask him to order Mordecai's death. Hang him on the gallows right away so you can enjoy the queen's banquet." Haman sent for a servant and ordered the gallows to be built. The king couldn't sleep that night, so he had someone come to his bedroom and read official records. The servant read how Mordecai saved the king's life by revealing a plot to kill him. The king said, "How was this man rewarded?" The servant looked back at the records. Then he said, "He wasn't my king." "Nothing was done to reward this man? Go into the court and see if anyone's there." The servant found Haman waiting to see the king. The king said, "Bring him in." Before Haman could talk, the king said, "What should I do for a man I want to honor in a special way?" Haman immediately thought of himself. He said, Oh, my king, you should honor this man by putting your royal robe and crown on him. Place him on your horse and have your most noble official lead him through the streets yelling, 'This is what the king does for a man he wants to honor.'" The king was pleased. "Excellent. Go and find Mordecai and do everything you've said. Be careful not to leave anything out." Haman stood there in shock. But he had to fulfill everything he had suggested to the king. He put the royal robe and crown on Mordecai, placed him on the royal horse, and led him through the streets, yelling, "This is what the king does for the man he wants to honor." When it was all over, Haman went home in humiliation, but his summons to the queen's banquet was waiting for him, so he had to rush to get there. After they had eaten, the king said to Esther, "Tell me, what do you want so I can give it to you?" "O king, if it pleases you to grant my request, spare my life and the lives of my people. A man has plotted to have my entire race destroyed." The king was shocked. "Who is this man and where is he?" Esther pointed to Haman. "Our enemy is this wicked man." Haman was terrified. He couldn't even speak. The king looked at him and became angry. He got up and walked into the garden so he could think. Haman ran over and fell down next to Esther to beg for his life. The king walked back into the room and saw Haman lying next to the queen. He said, "Are you going to rape the queen with me standing right here?" As soon as he said this, servants rushed over and put a hood over Haman's head. One of them turned to the king. "Haman has built a gallows to hang the man who saved your life." This angered the king even more. He pointed to Haman, "Hang him on it!" Haman was immediately taken out and hanged on the gallows he had built. After this, the king replaced him with Mordecai. So the Jewish people were saved from the disaster Haman had planned for them, and Mordecai became the highest-ranking official in the government.